get to it.
Good morning, everybody. 100.7 WHUD. We're talking about the Orange County Fair, which opened last night. And Ron Weber is with us. He's the public relations man for the fair. And also with us is General Manager Mike Gerda. So, Ron, I got to ask you, how many years is this? Like 178, is that right?
That's actually correct. You're up on your history.
Hey, listen, I do research here on the show.
Wow.
178. I think I was there for opening night the first, year. I feel like it some days, right?
Yeah, I do too.
So tonight is special because it's a special carload event, right?
Right. You can have up to 8 people in a car, and you get in for $50. So it's admission and rides, actually. So it's a tremendous deal. It's one of our most popular nights. Last night, we actually had free admission for the first hour and a half, and today we got carload night. And just because we're so excited to introduce all the changes that we've made at the fair, it's probably, you say it's 178 years, it's probably the most momentous changes we made in 178 years. So we're just so excited to show everybody what we have in store for them.
You know, back in the day when we would grow up in high school for Monroe Woodbury, we would pack the car, but there was no limit of 8.
No seatbelt back there.
No seatbelts back there. People are lying on top of the roof and everything else. But anyway, it's been a great tradition. And in Middletown, it's like the highlight of the summer.
They say it's summer when we're rocking in Middletown. We kind of brought that back this year because we brought back the big concerts. We've got Night Ranger and Vince Neil from Motley Crue and AJR is coming and Manchester Orchestra. And that's our headline concerts. But we also recreated our midway stage, which we've got some top line tribute acts. Now, this is not four guys playing the songs of something. These are guys that recreate the experience of the Eagles, of Queen. We have Almost Queen, which is fantastic. We had 2U last night. We had the Beatlemania now. We've got Rock of Ages on the last day. So there's just so much to do. We have a Lion and Tiger show. We have professional wrestling. We've added so much this year. It's just incredible what we're doing.
And the wrestlers aren't wrestling with the lions and the tigers. That's separate.
That is a great idea, but yeah. They nixed us on that idea. It was thrown out there for a while. But Jeff Jarrett, actually, who's a WWE Hall of Famer, is heading that up, and he's got Hacksaw Jim Duggan and Jake the Snake Roberts, and there's some big names, and then there's some up-and-coming stars. So it's a nice mix of the two that we're doing. We're also having a World Cup party on Sunday with a big screen, and then we have Gary U.S. Bonds playing later in the day. So
really?
That'd be interesting. And Willie Nile.
This little girl is mine.
You see, you're going to be there.
I know.
That's a big one.
Yeah. All right, let me talk to Mike here before we run out of time. Mike Gerda,
sure,
the general manager. And what are you, third generation?
Third generation fair manager, yes.
Wow, that's terrific. So you grew up in this.
Absolutely, yeah. I grew up in it, and I've never been so excited as I am this year. The things that we have done to bring the entertainment in for the fairgoer to see has just been astronomical. And I think one of the biggest things I can't stress enough is checking out our webpage at orangecountyfair.com, because every single day there's a deal, whether it's online ticket sales or just looking to see, you know, what day you want to come to, what special promotion we're having. There's too many to list. You almost have to go on there and look at the menu and see what fits your needs the best.
I was going to take a run over there for Night Ranger and hear them do Sister Christian live. We play it all the time on HUD, so...
I'm looking forward to it myself. I saw him there 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Same as Motley Crue. You know,
it's
going to be great.
The run started last night and goes till...
Go to the 21st of July.
So you got, you know, some time to get up there, Middletown. And everybody knows where it is, the Orange County Fair, the 178th. And guys, we appreciate you coming over and giving us the heads up, and hopefully the weather will hold up for the entire run.
It would be a different change from the last couple of years. So, no, our forecast looks fantastic, and even if we get a little rain along the way, we have a nice big new midway stage tent, so I think we'll keep right on rocking even if we get a little drizzle along the way. So we're looking forward to it.
I think it's great that you and the people there have reinvested in the fair and modernized it, brought it up to date. 2018 is going to be the best yet, right?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. And, you know, we're really gearing up, even in addition to the fair, we're gearing up to our 100th anniversary of stock car racing next year. So, you know, all of the things that we're doing this year is really, you know, to set the stage going into next year as our 100th anniversary.
All right. And I'm very glad hearing your voice that you decided to go into running the Orange County Fair instead of radio. I'm just saying. You have a much better voice than most people on the radio. So
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys. Ron and Mike, we appreciate the Orange County Fair being in town. You're open tonight, carload night. If you can squeeze 9 people into your car, you're probably... Are they going to count them at the gate?
Oh, yes, we are.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about people breaking the rules. But no, 8 people, that's the limit. Carload night, Orange County Fair. Guys, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
And check out the website. I know I've been on there because that's how I knew it was the 178th.